Long before this financial crisis, many people were outraged by the huge sums that corporate CEOs get in salary and benefits.
And now that the government may bail out a lot of financial institutions, a key part of that plan will limit the pay of the executives who run those companies. That idea is so popular this week, get this, even many CEOs agree.
Jack Welch ran General Electric for 20 years before retiring in 2001. Fortune magazine in 1999 called him manager of the century. Jack Welch, welcome to Day to Day.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here.
It appears that the administration is going to agree to limit CEO pay in this financial bailout program. What do you think of that?
Well, I think without question, once the federal government has to step in to bail out a private enterprise, you've got to modify the private enterprise pay packages.
You know, I found an interview with you a few years ago from the McNeil-Lehrer program on PBS on television in which you said you'd be the dumbest person in town if you tried to limit CEO pay.
Well, Alex, times and men's fortunes change, okay? and we now are in a time of unprecedented difficulties. I would agree with that if the private enterprise were working smoothly and creating jobs for people everywhere. But we've got a dislocation here, and these call for extraordinary times. And I'm not saying how to do it. I don't know exactly how to do it, but we can't have this misalignment between bonuses and share owners and the public. And you're taking public money now to keep the enterprise going. The rules have to change. And I am the first to admit, I never thought I'd say this.
I think it was Senator McCain who suggested no one who's getting anything in this bailout package should make more than the highest paid federal employee, that's the president, $400,000 a year. Will CEOs work for $400,000 a year?
I think in this time of crisis, you'll see all kinds of people giving their services. So look at the job that Paulson is doing there. This guy has given up his life in a way to try and rescue us, and we're fortunate as hell to have him there doing it.
He's the former chairman of Goldman Sachs, and now he's a U.S. government employee, and he's making less than $400,000 a year.
A lot less.
Yeah. So it's interesting to hear you say, Jack Welch, I don't know what to suggest, and I don't know what's going on.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I do know what's going on. We have a freeze up in credit. I like the idea of liquefying the system. Look, we have no credit right now. Credit is tight as can be. People can't buy cars and lease them, finance them. People can't do a whole series of things. Some people can't meet payrolls because they can't get liquidity. So we have to free this thing up. Now, I think the debate between Congress and the executive branch is a healthy debate this week. And I hope out of that will come a better bill.
You know, one part of this debate is, do we need to act in the next 48 hours, in the next week, or can we take more time? Do we need to take more time? Because this is such a radical thing we're proposing, we got to figure out exactly what we need to do.
It's not the world's most radical thing. We are investing in assets. I believe it should happen fast. I believe it should happen in the next week. Because I don't think we should go into the next couple of weeks hoping things are going to free up. Every day we wait and there's no credit available and confidence is down, you are risking American jobs. You are putting people's 401ks at risk. This is not, you know, you're on the wrong wicket, Alex, when you're focusing all on CEO pay. I want to fix it all. So let's agree on that. But this is Wall Street and Main Street tied together at the hip. It may feel unfair, it may feel a lot of those things, but in the end, we can't let hardworking people lose their jobs, lose their savings, because we're angry. We got to do the right thing.
It's hard to know what the right thing is, though, isn't
it? No, it isn't.
It's not.
You got to get liquidity in the system. You can't have a lack of confidence where no restaurant can go borrow money. No car dealer can borrow money. You can't have that.
Get the cash back into the system.
Get the cash back into the system and keep the economy, the real economy, not the financial economy, going. Otherwise, you risk a very serious, rapidly decelerating economy that could lead us to a very severe recession by the fourth quarter, first quarter of next year. I mean, severe.
You were born in 1935. The Depression was on. You don't remember it, but you heard about it from your parents.
Right.
I just wonder, has our system changed in the last 3-4 months? I mean, is American capitalism never again going to be what it was?
We are clearly going through a dislocation. We have been through them to a lesser extent with the RTC in 90, the Asian crisis in 97, Black Monday in 87. We've had these. Smart people generally figure out how to get things back on track. It may not be a V-shaped recovery. It may be a U-shaped recovery. But I'll tell you this. I hope in this debate that we're having that partisanship falls by the wayside and we take the right action and liquefy this system and keep American jobs and 401ks whole.
Jack Welch, former CEO of General Electric. Jack, thanks.
Thanks, Alex.